Hello and welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. An entity in turmoil is how Israel can be described right now. This after Tel Aviv Special Forces botched a mission, but led to the deaths of 8 people. And in response, Palestinian resistance fired missiles. Now, Minister of Military Affairs Avigdor Lieberman of Israel is announcing his resignation because of a ceasefire that has been reached between the Palestinians and Tel Aviv. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hanging on to his government by a thread now.
Palestinians have been outraged by the position of the United Nations Security Council in failing to address days of Israeli escalated violence against the Gaza Strip. Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, said the Council's emergency meeting has failed to carry out its responsibility.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this aggression by Israel. They are the ones who precipitated this round of violence for the last 48 hours.
Mansour described the Security Council as paralyzed because it listened to the one country that is not allowing discussion at the Council, in a reference to the United States, which has always taken a pro-Israeli stance, mainly under President Donald Trump.
The failure of the Security Council in issuing even a statement about the Israeli aggression on Gaza is a reflection of the United States position, which is totally and absolutely supportive of Israel. The reality, though, is that the Palestinians learned the lesson, and they know that we have to rely on ourselves. And what happened in Gaza was to show Israel that if it conducts aggression, it will be received with resistance.
Kuwait, which represents Arab countries at the Council, and Bolivia requested the meeting that took place late Tuesday, following the worst Israeli violence in Gaza since the 2014 war between the Palestinian Hamas resistance movement and the Israeli regime. Meanwhile, Palestinian groups in the besieged Gaza Strip have agreed to an Egyptian brokered ceasefire with Israeli regime, stressing the resistance will respect this declaration as long as the Zionist enemy respects it. Analysts here say Tel Aviv doesn't have interest in another round of conflict. However, it's grappling with internal pressure to show strength. The latest escalation in Gaza Strip erupted late on Sunday when Israeli undercover units launched a botched raid on the besieged enclave that killed 7 other Palestinians and an Israeli commander. Palestinians say even if the UN Security Council had issued a resolution blaming Israel for the violence in Gaza, Israel would have violated it, just like many previous ones, even though Palestinians are disappointed that the Council had not come up with at least a statement. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, Lee Kaplan, journalist and political commentator out of Berkeley, California, and Richard Becker from the Answer Coalition out of San Francisco, California. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Berkeley with Lee. Why do you think Tel Aviv chose to launch an operation into Gaza at this time?
Sorry, your question didn't come through. Say again.
Yes, I said, why do you think that Tel Aviv chose to launch an operation into Gaza at this time?
Well, that's kind of a silly question, Marzia. Hamas has fired 400 or 500 rockets into the civilian centers inside Israel, and they killed a 40-year-old man in his own home in Ashdod.
Okay, well, Lee, we're talking about the special forces, Israeli special forces, actually, if you don't have the information, that actually initiated all of this. But turning to Richard, your take on this, how significant is it that the Israelis actually initiated this attack and botched it? And we see the circumstances that are taking place right now inside of Israel. Tell me about that side of things, Richard.
Well, I think it's a pretty chaotic situation inside the Israeli government right now. And as you stated, it was this special operations unit that went into, special forces unit that went into the southern Gaza Strip that commenced the latest round. And I think that what we saw happen following that so-called botched operation it led to a situation where the government now, the Israeli government may now collapse because the defense minister, so-called defense minister, and I would put quotation marks around defense because it's really an aggressive occupying force, the Israeli military, that the Lieberman, who's an extreme right winger, calls for the dispossession of the rest of the Palestinians, the driving out of the Palestinians, has resigned, and Naftali Bennett, whose party, Israel Our Home, as it's translated, has the same position and has now insisted that if he is not named defense minister in place of Lieberman, he will leave the government, his party will, and then the government will collapse if that takes place and there will be new elections. But I think what's clear is that Netanyahu and the Israeli military leaders, the actual generals and top officers, were not prepared to go to war again right now. You know, the Israeli military is very good at shooting people with sniper rifles from a long distance away, killing people the way that they've killed over 170 and wounded tens of thousands, and dropping bombs on Gaza, on civilian areas over and over and over again when there's no air defenses, but may not be so prepared for a new war, a new ground war with Gaza. And so Netanyahu backed away from it, and now we have the political situation that I just described.
Well, Lee, the Israeli team entered Gaza, and then they were supported by helicopters then to get them out of Gaza. Israeli planes started bombing the area. Why is Israel allowed to do this to a civilian population, in your perspective?
Well, first of all, Israel has a right to defend itself. And second of all, my opponent there is lying. They don't bomb civilian centers. In fact, the military usually sends out flyers and even phone calls to let them know where they're going to bomb.
Let's talk about that, Lee. You just brought it up. Let's talk about that. 1 minute, 4:30 in the morning, some Palestinians got a call. Can you imagine what's that like? In the middle of the night, you're sleeping. 1 minute, you have 1 minute to get out of your house or it will be destroyed. Wow, Lee, it's not only just bombing them, but it's torture even before bombing them. Wouldn't you think that, Lee? How would you like to get a call 1 minute prior to being bombed?
Merzia, the Israelis inside Israel, who the Hamas has fired 500 rockets at, they have 15 seconds to get to an air raid shelter. So don't make a comparison, say a minute and a half. And the fact is, the Israelis try not to hurt civilians.
Right.
And the Hamas has been guilty they started this war. There's no two ways about it.
All right, go ahead, Richard.
Richard, you
take it from here. We always get into this with Lee about these homemade Palestinian rockets that usually we don't see a lot of Israeli casualties, but on the other hand, we see Israeli planes bombarding Gaza whenever they want. Your take on all this, I mean, really, Richard, why is it that Tel Aviv gets to do this whenever they want?
Let's confirm, these aren't homemade rockets. These aren't homemade rockets. They're made by Iran, the Grad rockets. These
your
are professional
other guest
military
is giving
hardware.
The typical, defense of Israel by turning reality upside down. It's not Gaza that is blockading Israel, the Israeli state. It's the Israeli state that is blockading Gaza and is also continuing its occupation of the West Bank and all Palestinian land. This is an occupying force. And, you know, what we hear is the kind of propaganda from Mr. Kaplan, the kind of propaganda that all the Israeli defenders really reference when they talk about the situation there, where it's really, you know, it's an indefensible
international
position that they have.
The occupation international answer,
is
your organization was founded right after 9/11, and all you are is a propaganda arm for anything against America and Israel.
Well, you're a shill for the state of Israel. I mean, everybody knows that. Anybody who knows anything about the situation knows that you shill for the state of Israel, and no matter what it
and
did,
Richard, I want to look at
why didn't we see any type of reaction from the United Nations with all this going on?
Well, because, of course, the United States is the great protector, and the United Nations Security Council is a highly undemocratic institution where five countries have the right to veto anything. The General Assembly has been really reduced to nothing but a talk shop now for many decades. And it, in the beginning of the United Nations, it should be pointed out, that was supposed to be the main body. But it has no power, and the Security Council has the power, and the United States protects the state of Israel because the state of Israel is an ally, is viewed as an invaluable ally in the Middle East to U.S. And the U.S.
The state of Israel didn't start the war. Richard, you know full well
ridiculous.
That the UN is
that's
a club
just
for dictatorships,
ridiculous.
For Arab dictatorships.
You know that.
And they,
it's
and
just
you know
ridiculous
full
okay,
well that
Richard,
the Arab
Richard,
started,
Richard,
Hamas started
the war.
Lee,
and Gutter
let's listen to
war.
Each other. Wait a second, Lee. Richard, finish your thought, and Lee, I'll give you an opportunity.
The relationship between the United States and Israel is the one that protects the state of Israel, and the U.S. umbrella of power is spread over the state of Israel to protect it from any criticism in international bodies. And that has never been truer than it is under the Trump administration. No matter what crimes the state of Israel carries out against the Palestinian people and neighboring countries, and it's committed many, many crimes and continues to on a daily basis, it's protected because of the power of the United States
okay.
as the dominant superpower
in the
world.
Let me let Lee get back in on this discussion. Go ahead, Lee, you wanted to say something.
Richard Becker, you've spent your entire career attacking the United States and Israel. And the fact is, you lie all the time.
Lee, can you
Hamas
discuss
this
the
war,
subject
and they fired 500
hand.
Rockets into civilian centers in Israel?
Let's avoid personal attacks. Please discuss the subject at hand. I was asking your perspective on what Richard had just stated.
Well, I can tell you what he stated. You know, he complains that the United States supports Israel. They support Israel because they're not starting the war. And they support Israel because they support democracy. Oh. And Mr. Becker,
really?
His communist cronies there, would like to see Israel destroyed. He'd like to see the United States destroyed as well. He's not an objective reporter on this. International Answer has always been on the side of the anti-Semites and on the side of the enemies of the United States.
All right, well, Richard Becker, we look at the situation with the United States, the United Nations, trying to figure out really. When is it that they act and they don't act? Is it that the United Nations, it depends on which entity or country transgresses to determine if it will speak out, and also does it depend on which people are the victims before deciding if a crime should be condemned or not?
Well, let me first say that ANSWER stands
got
for
nothing
Act
to
Now
do
to
with
Stop
the
War
people.
And Racism. And we are as opposed to anti-Semitism as we are to any form of racism or bigotry. You know, the power relationship, you can see the power relationship by the fact
yeah.
that
Talk
while
is cheap,
the
Richard.
UN Security Council
Talk
has
is cheap,
sanctioned
Richard.
Many countries, you know, has sanctioned many countries, the big powers never get sanctioned by the UN Security Council. The United States invaded on false pretenses Iraq, destroyed that country. How come there aren't sanctions against the U.S.? It was a falsified so-called intelligence that was used as the basis to justify a war that tore a country apart, leaving more than 1 million people dead. And yet no action is taken or even suggested in the U.N. Security Council against the United States.
Oh, Richard.
The United States
Pinocchio.
Has waged war around the world. That
Richard,
the United
Pinocchio,
States
you know
military bases in
All right, Lee.
More than
Saddam Hussein.
100,
Saddam Hussein.
Stay
more than
with 100 Saddam Hussein. Lee. Lee, we will have respect on
attacks.
This program. Lee, answer the next question, please. Tel Aviv and Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire. Now, your analysis of that and what does that mean from the perspectives of both sides?
Well, this is always the story. The Hamas, and particularly the Arabs, they start a war, they attack, they kill, they do terrorism, and then they beg for a truce and negotiations. And they ask for a hudna so they can have 30 days to prepare and start the next round of fighting. You know, you don't point out, Merzia, that Israel was working at the time that this happened, that Israel was trying to build a deep water port and make access to the sea from Gaza to Cyprus. And despite the fact that Israel okayed for Qatar to give $15 million a month to the Hamas to build a stable society there, they fired 500 missiles into Israel.
Well, perhaps Israel would allow for the Gazans to have clean drinking water. We're touching on the subject of water, Lee. Now, going back to San Francisco and Richard, what is your analysis of what's going on? We see Lieberman stepping down. I mean, what does it mean in general for Israel and for the Netanyahu government specifically?
Well, let me first say that Mr. Kaplan just used the word Arab. He used a stereotypical Arab and presented that. I mean, it shows the racism of the organization that he's a part of. What does it really mean for Israel?
Well,
it hasn't really mattered a lot for the Palestinian people. Whether the government was labor, as it used to be called, now the Zionist Union,
the Arabs
or
are the biggest racists,
or others in
the Arabs
power,
are the biggest racists in that part of the world. They will not tolerate Jews.
There he's reaffirming
Becker.
Stereotyping Arabs and saying and lumping all Arab people together. And
yeah.
Then giving them this
cry racism
of,
and victimhood
of
and
reality.
All the lies.
Okay, go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
Richard Becker, you support
Lee, stay with me. Lee, let Richard answer. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, Israel is a terrorist state. There's no question about that. It's a terrorist state, and it carries out terror against its neighbors continually. And as I was saying, it hasn't mattered what the government was, Labor, Likud, Zionist Union. They all carry out the oppression of the Palestinian people. Today, there are more than 5,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, all held illegally under international law. There are zero Israelis inside Palestinian jails. Even that one fact, if you didn't know anything else about the situation, would
Israel
show you who is the oppressor and who
food,
is the oppressed.
They're providing
who is
supplies,
the colonizer
they're supplying
and who's
electricity.
The
they're supplying all manner of humanitarian goods to the people of Gaza.
Well, then, Lee Kaplan, perhaps you will
and you're please, lying
then
as
Lee
usual.
Kaplan, please answer the
and
question.
And you say they don't have clean drinking. They say, you say they don't have clean
siege.
Drinking water. That's not because
Lee
of
Kaplan,
Israel.
Then why does Israel have a siege
yeah,
on the Gaza Strip? Why
siege.
Do they not
it's
let
not,
the people
it's not a siege.
Be free?
They do control the borders because Iran brings in the rockets and missiles that they shoot at Israel. It's common sense.
Lee Kaplan, they're controlling the food coming in. They're controlling everything, also medical supplies coming in. Why? What gives them the right to control that?
Well, it's not a question of control. What they're doing is they're actually funding a terrorist organization which is out to murder every Jew in Israel.
It was deliberately to weaken.
In fact, this is why Lieberman resigned, by the way.
There's no question about that.
Because he's fed up with the Israeli government giving them supplies and the availability of weapons at the same time they're attacking us, attacking Israel.
Lee Kaplan, it's interesting that you say that he's fed up with them giving supplies. We know that even just today a Palestinian fisherman was killed in Gaza trying to fish. But of course, because Israel decides how far he can leave from his own country in that port, they just blow him out of the water.
He was killed because he tried to breach the fence.
Where is the condemnation, Lee Kaplan? Where is
the
condemnation for killing innocent people here?
There's no action that Israel can commit. I find your attitude extremely condescending. I will tell you that.
Here on the debate, we're open for debate set based on logic. But I will not allow you just to say any individual is a terrorist because a person is fishing or not.
Logical argument, yes. Otherwise, no. And Richard
Richard Becker, by the way, started his organization the day after 9/11. He supported Bin Laden and Richard, what is it going to take? We talk about it all the time, what the United Nations should do, what they're not doing. At the same time, the Palestinian people continue to suffer en masse. So what is it going to take to change this around? The Palestinians today are saying, based on what they see and the reaction from the United Nations, they realize that they can only count on themselves. Your take.
Well, I think that Riyad Mansour, who's the Palestinian ambassador at the United Nations, was right. I mean, I think that that's the reality of the situation, is that the Palestinians have to depend upon themselves. They get some support, but even many of the Arab regimes in the region have really connected with Israel, made alliance with Israel, and that includes Saudi Arabia, against the Palestinians. So the idea that there was some big block of countries supporting the Palestinians against Israel is...
The Hamas.
It's because they're monarchies and because they're allied with the United States. They share their wealth with the United States, as Trump said in the White House. Many people are suffering from malnutrition.
They're given free electricity. They get medical care.
Thank both of you for being with us. Lee Kaplan, journalist and political commentator out of Berkeley. Richard Becker, Answer Coalition San Francisco. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing up for myself and all the group right here in Tehran. See you next time.